You're listening to the Injury Helpline Podcast, making injury law easier for everyone.
And we're back, this time, diving into a danger that's often overlooked until it's too late. Aggressive driving. Did you know it's linked to over 50% of all fatal crashes on American roads? All it takes is one moment of frustration behind the wheel for things to turn deadly.
That's such a concerning number. What exactly qualifies as aggressive driving these days?
Well, it's fascinating, because aggressive driving isn't just one bad behavior. It's usually a perfect storm of dangerous actions. We're talking about tailgating, excessive speeding, those sudden lane changes without signaling and deliberately blocking other drivers. But here's what's really interesting. It's the combination of these behaviors that leads to the most serious accidents.
And I imagine the consequences go way beyond just getting a ticket?
Oh, you know it. Let me break this down. First, you're looking at hefty fines and points on your license. But here's where it gets serious. In many states, aggressive driving can lead to criminal charges, especially if someone gets hurt. We're talking potential jail time, license suspension, and mandatory anger management classes.
That makes me think about the psychology behind it all. What turns normally rational people into terrors behind the wheel?
That's exactly what researchers have been studying. You've got this perfect storm of factors, the anonymity of being in a vehicle, which reduces social inhibitions, plus time pressure, work stress, and this weird competitive mindset that takes over when we get behind the wheel. It's like we become different people entirely.
So, what should someone do if they encounter an aggressive driver?
Well, first and foremost, document everything. Get that license plate number if you can do it safely. Note the vehicle description, time, and location. And here's something most people don't think about. Invest in a dash cam. They're relatively inexpensive now and can provide invaluable evidence if things go south.
That's really smart advice about the dash cam. What about immediate actions while you're still on the road?
The key is avoiding escalation at all costs. Don't make eye contact. Don't gesture back. And definitely don't try to teach them a lesson. Like, I had this situation last month where someone was tailgating me aggressively. Instead of brake checking them, which is what they wanted, I just gradually slowed down and moved to the right lane. They zoomed past. And you know what? That was the best possible outcome.
You mentioned legal consequences earlier. How does that typically play out?
So here's where it gets really interesting. The civil side can be absolutely devastating financially. We're talking medical bills, lost wages, pain, and suffering compensation. These costs can run into hundreds of thousands of dollars. And here's something most people don't realize. Your insurance might not cover everything if your actions are deemed intentionally aggressive.
That sounds like a nightmare to navigate without legal help.
Exactly right, and that's where services like Injury Helpline become absolutely crucial. They connect you with experienced attorneys who understand both traffic law and personal injury cases. The best part? That initial consultation is completely free. These lawyers can handle everything from traffic court representation to complex personal injury claims.
I imagine timing is pretty important in these cases, too.
You know, it's absolutely critical. Evidence can disappear quickly, witnesses' memories fade, and there are often strict deadlines for filing claims. That's why services like Injury Helpline are available 24/7, because these incidents don't just happen during business hours.
What's the most important thing for our listeners to remember about all this?
Well, I'd say three key things. First, always prioritize safety over pride. It's better to let an aggressive driver pass than to engage in a dangerous situation. Second, document everything if you're involved in an incident. And third, and this is crucial, don't wait to get legal help. Contact Injury Helpline immediately for that free consultation, because when it comes to aggressive driving incidents, time really is of the essence. And having the right legal support can make all the difference between a devastating outcome and one you can live with.